You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Jeff Gunderman, president of iCorp Media, an out-of-home media firm focused on reaching consumers on the path to purchase, where they shop, dine, commute, and play. Jeff, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Good to have you this morning. So to kick things off, tell us, how has the ad world changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
It's changed quite a bit. Technology is making very big inroads in the business, and as many people have probably seen on the news, print media is challenged. TV media is challenged because of all the cable stations and the online streaming of shows. Mobile marketing is coming into play, and it's a small business really that's got tremendous growth and taking share away from other areas of media. Online digital media is making a play. So technology is affecting the media business across the board and every type of media that you can think of.
Is there an opportunity for small businesses or entrepreneurs to take advantage of this continuing transition?
Yeah, you know what? There's a huge opportunity for entrepreneurs. And in the old days, an entrepreneur was, typically buying a Yellow Page ad or taking a billboard out in their local community, or maybe buying ads in advertisements that were dropped off at doors and around the community. There wasn't an easy way to really understand the media options and take advantage of technology solutions. Those were really reserved for larger companies that had budgets and ad agencies and things of that nature. Technology has really enabled the entrepreneur, and the Yellow Page ads are certainly not gone, but majority of people are replacing their advertising there with things like search engine marketing, because the majority of consumers look for businesses through their internet, not through a book anymore. And so search engine marketing, search engine optimization is really important, so that the entrepreneur or small business's website comes up when a search happens and they can find them. There's options for all kinds of participating in mobile marketing and digital online marketing and things of that nature. So the options available to an entrepreneur are much greater, and the ability to reach their end consumer is much greater. It's a new world.
It certainly is. How can companies best utilize multiple channels together to achieve impact?
Yeah, and it's really important that they do. So a company really needs to think about their advertising holistically. And the days of, like I said, just taking out an ad here or there or a billboard down the street and being done with it and kind of praying for success are over. The good news about technology, in addition to all the options that exist out there, is that there's an increased level of reporting and metrics. So you can actually gauge the reach that your media is having, how many people are impacted. You can start to understand through a variety of methods, you can start to understand the impact of each media type on your success. And media opportunities really give rise to the need for smarter marketing. But the tools are also easier to access and use. I think entrepreneurs and smaller businesses, medium-sized businesses really need to think about their audience. They need to think about where that audience is through the day. As you see all these media opportunities, really location, it's about location and relevance in marketing. And so if you can define your audience and understand where they're going to be in the right locations, you can start to understand ad options that will best target them. And again, with some of the advanced reporting and metrics that are available, you can start to understand the actual impact marketing dollars make on the success of your business.
What are you most excited about in terms of technological advances in the out-of-home industry?
Well, I am I'm a massive advocate, a huge advocate for mobile integration. So we are in quite a major technology change within out-of-home. We've got really what is arguably the oldest advertising medium. Hundreds of years ago, people were putting ads up outside the home. Arguably, probably find ads somewhere on a pyramid somewhere back in Egypt. We are really in a position where the out-of-home industry is location-based advertising, and it's everywhere. It's in shopping centers, bars, transit stations. Those are some of the things that we represent, but it's billboards and in airports and in health clubs and in elevators. There is a lot of opportunity from an advertising perspective out of home. That out of home industry has, which is about an $8 billion industry in the United States as far as the amount of advertising dollars spent, is going through a tremendous change in technology. The two things that are happening in that industry right now, the first one is digital. So static screens, static billboards are being converted in many locations to digital billboards. And the thing that excites me most about the digital transition is the ability to be more relevant with your advertising. We can change advertising. They call it dayparting, but we can change advertising based on the audience that's in front of the screen at the time. An example of that might be in a shopping mall when in the morning before it opens up, we can have advertising that is really reaching the retired group of mall walkers that that go through. In the afternoons, mornings and early afternoons, we can reach moms and families who may be walking the mall. In the later afternoon, we can reach the teens that are coming out of school and heading to the mall to socialize and shop. And on the weekends, we can hit families and men who are typically in that mall. So relevance and technology, technology allows us to deliver relevance to the clients or to the target audience, which is fantastic. And Eric, the other thing that really excites me on, and I think I'm most excited about is the integration of mobile with out-of-home advertising. So whereas in the old days I would have a ad that I'd sell in a location, now I can use mobile, they call it geofencing, where I can also send advertisements and notifications to mobile devices through based on an audience in a proximity to one of my advertising billboards. So they're seeing things on their phone as well as seeing it on the board. In our bar network, when people walk in with the app that's used to control our screens to play music, we run a advertising on music jukeboxes inside of about 23,000 bars around the country. When you walk in through beacons and through proximity technology, we can actually send notifications to the phone reminding you not only to interact with the screen and play music, but also to let you know of any specials or promotions going on in the area and link that directly into the advertising that may be running on the screen. So it's all about relevance and technology, especially mobile and digital, allow us to be more relevant to that location-based advertising.
Certainly exciting times in the advertising space. Today we're joined by Jeff Gunderman, president of iCorp Media, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Jeff, if an entrepreneur is looking to reach a specific audience in a variety of locations throughout the United States, what types of options are available, for example, reaching millennials in bars or metro commuters on their way to work?
Well, it's lots of options, Eric, and one of those is, the reason that I love out of home in general as a medium is its ability to be location specific, as previously discussed. So it really is fantastic. When we're working with a small business trying to help them reach their audience. And we've identified locations where their audience is going to be. We will recommend a series of out-of-home executions that will regularly message that audience. We layer over that recommendations across mobile interaction, and we have multiple ways to enhance an advertisement through mobile. We've run a number of studies that show that when media works together, it actually lifts the effectiveness of each of the media types. So the reach and frequency that we're receiving is just reinforced when you add mobile, for instance, to an out-of-home campaign, or when you add out-of-home to something you might be doing on radio or in print. So as these mediums work together, it really helps that entrepreneur reach both a specific audience, but also, like you asked, in specific locations that would be relevant for that business.
Are you seeing smaller businesses taking advantage of technology changes when approaching their advertising efforts?
We are, and a really good example of that is simply search engine optimization. So we are a number of sales reps, whether they're selling print or they're selling online digital media or they're selling out-of-home media like we do, are certified to help also enhance an entrepreneur or smaller business's search engine optimization. And what we mean by that is, for instance, an auto dealer. If I type in auto dealers near me to my webpage or to my search engine, I want, if I'm an auto dealer, for my business to come to the top of that, and especially if someone is searching in a geography that is located near my dealership. If I'm a dentist, a lawyer, a doctor, et cetera, same thing. And so search engine optimization is one where, again, something that used to be more relevant and used by very large companies, expensive, hard to do, now fairly inexpensive and easy and approachable for a small business or entrepreneur. And, you know, I'd say mobile is the other one. It is relatively inexpensive and effective. You can get very good reach through mobile campaigns, and you can be a smaller business is can afford to do those mobile campaigns as an enhancement to their advertising. We're seeing that quite often, especially through geofencing and other mobile opportunities.
As smaller entrepreneurial companies plan their media, what are you seeing as far as their needs?
The biggest thing I'm seeing is that entrepreneurial companies, they struggle a little bit because some of them don't have the full-time marketing staff to think about these things all the time. And when they don't, it really relies on the owner or senior team to think about how their marketing dollars are spent. You need to be in this world because there are so many media opportunities or options, and there are so many times that a consumer is getting hit with messaging. You really need to make sure that you stand out, that you're relevant, and what we're seeing as far as the needs. Smaller businesses really need a company that will sit down with them and collaboratively plan their media mix. We, for instance, as we have been dealing with small business, we about 30 to 40% of our total media buys come in from regional and local businesses as opposed to national brands. And over time, we as an organization have had to adapt and train our sales force to really sit down collaboratively and consultatively with smaller businesses to educate them on the opportunities available and really work with them on planning their media plan. We've gone from really selling to being very consultative and almost educating smaller businesses on the options that are available. Additionally, we've had to, and I think many media companies have, we've had to develop our own internal creative group that will help with the design of advertising for some of these new platforms. Many of the small businesses we deal with do not have or can't afford an agency to go create a new, ad for their mobile opportunity or their mobile media, as well as one for their digital screen that they're doing in out of home, as well as something for a newspaper or magazine or billboard. And so we've had to actually help and become very good at creating those advertisements with the small business.
What mistakes do you see smaller companies making when planning and buying their media campaign, or maybe I would even say the most common mistakes there?
Yeah, the most common mistakes that we see are I'll classify it into two categories. The first category is just doing what they did last year. It's the old saying, you can't keep doing it the same way and expecting different results. A lot of companies, just for ease, they don't think about how well a campaign did. They don't measure the effectiveness. They take the easy path out and they just renew what they did last year. And so that's the first mistake. And then the second challenge I think that smaller companies make when planning and buying their media is they really don't think about audience that they're trying to reach. They are buying it more on the relationship they might have with the media organization or media company, as opposed to the really trying to evaluate the effectiveness of the campaign. It is incredibly important for a smaller business to understand where their media dollars are spent, and the effectiveness of each of those opportunities or initiatives.
Certainly has been an insightful conversation. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
As far as the tip goes, small businesses often struggle with proper media planning, and they buy media based on their gut. It's important really to have a plan, know your target audience, who's buying your services, who do you want to be buying your services, to evaluate media opportunities based on cost effectiveness of the media in both reaching your audience but also in influencing their buying decision, and to really find partners that are going to work with you on collaboratively building a plan, a media plan, as opposed to just selling you a spot or an advertisement. You want to work with a media partner that's going to have your best interests in mind and help you find the best mix for the best results.
Certainly helpful, Jeff. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about iCorp Media, and as well, how can they be in touch?
Yeah, no, that's great. I love the opportunity. I actually just we were part of an Australian out-of-home business, and I just bought the business, the U.S. part of the business, in January. So we've become an entrepreneurial small business, and would love the reach. So we are We operate media across bars, reaching male millennials, across shopping centers, reaching 85 to 90% of the local community around that shopping center, and in transit stations. And we do this throughout the country. So would love to hear from anybody on that has a need, and they can reach out to icorpmedia.com and check us out.
Well, most certainly. Well, Jeff, we certainly do appreciate your time today, continued success, and look forward to a future conversation once again on Enterprise Radio.
Sounds great. Thanks for the opportunity again. Take care.
You too. And we've been speaking with Jeff Gunderman, president of iCorp Media, an out-of-home media firm focused on reaching consumers on the path to purchase, where they shop, dine, commute, and play. And for more information and for contact, simply visit iCorpMedia.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.